Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
Tonight, I got to show you how to endure trouble. Can I just give you a word tonight to get you to make it through when you fall into trouble? Anybody here ever fell into some troubles? I know you didn't cause it. It'd have been okay to smile in church. Now, you know, sometimes we instigate that thing. But anybody here ever fell into the enemy set up a snare? Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. He set up a snare and you begin to fall into that thing. And then it wants to wrap you up and tie you up. But tonight, I want you to turn with me. We're going to turn to Psalms chapter 46. Because in the book of Psalms, David, more than anybody else in the Bible, knew what it was like to have to trust God in the middle of trouble. No, y'all ain't going to help me. See, you got to understand, David spent years running, trying to just stay alive. And then when he came into the place of a king, then he had to deal with everybody else's mess that nobody would take care of. So he was surrounded constantly by trouble. The good news is David was a man after God's own heart. Is there anybody in here who has a heart like David? No, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. No, look at somebody and say, I got a heart like him. I got a heart like him. I want to be like God. I want to walk with God. I want to talk like God. I want to be just what I'm supposed to be, a Christian, a little Christ. I want to run around and be who he said I am, and that way I can be because he's greater in me. I read something today, it was powerful, and I'm not going to claim it, but it said this. It said, the devil is not scared of the Jesus in you. The devil is scared of the Jesus that comes out of you. So wait a minute. How many of you realize that when you open your mouth and you say, in the name of Jesus, you realize every devil in hell begins to go, oh, wait a minute. Oh, I just felt somebody release something that shook our kingdom. See, what you got to realize is in the middle of your trouble, you can call on the name above all. The same one that went down there and shook it up in the first place. No, yeah, see. Y'all got to realize something. I'm going to get to Psalms, but I got to get you to grab a hold of this because some of y'all feel like you've been beat up. Some of you are on your last leg. Some of you feel like about to throw in the towel. Who said they take it? You have not? Are you with me? Are you in 46? Are you ready for this? Can I break this down for you? How many of you want something you can go home with? Oh, you want me to hold on to it for now? Okay. Psalms 46. Can I spend about an hour in verse 1? Y'all don't mind if I just break down the scripture, do you? Can I preach it? Look at this. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Can I just stop right here? Again, if I were to ask you to raise your hand, how many of you are in trouble? Raise your hand. I'm having troubles. I'm going through troubles. I'm passing through troubles. I've had troubles following me. No, come on. God is our refuge. Can I help you? When you look up the word refuge, it literally means he is a shelter from the rain. He's a shelter from the storm. He's a shelter from danger. See, what you got to realize is God, not you. No. How many of you are Christians? Raise your hand. See, I believe I'm talking to a whole ministry of Christians tonight. God is. No, some of y'all need to shout that. God is. No, y'all, see, you got to get this in here. Because what happens is the trouble wants to be bigger than God is. So when it comes, you got to look at that thing and say, but God is. You can come at me like a storm. See, a storm don't just go, surprise. A storm builds. Anybody ever have some of those things where it might have started out small, but it kept building and it kept building? And then you begin to see the fireworks and you begin to see the lightning and you hear the roar of the thunder. And then you begin to realize that this thing's coming and wanting to overtake you. And that's when you got to look at that storm and just go ahead and say, but God is. No, it's not by accident there was a storm as you came in tonight. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, the wind was blowing 35 miles an hour. I said, but Lord, I got people that want to come to church. So Lord, I just say God is. No, you not realize who controls all that? I had one of my teenage girls look at me and say, well, the Weather Channel was wrong. I said, baby, all they can do is forecast it. They can't control it. You got to go to the one who can control it. You got to go to the one who can look at a storm and say, peace, be still. Waves fall down flat. Wind, be still yourself. Go back to the north and the south where you came from. See, you got to get back to the point where you realize in your life everything is according to God, and all you have to do is say, God is. He's my place of refuge. Come on, Stephanie. I can run to it. No. When a storm starts coming, what do? Y'all got quiet. You knew many of you. Y'all broke out your umbrella and you ran in the front door. You let one bolt of lightning crack right now and you trying your best to get inside. God is our refuge. Now, can I go to strength? Because when you think of strength, maybe you're thinking of strength in a little different way. Can I break it down according to what the Word really says it is? Can I give it to you already? Strength. God is not only our refuge, He is our strength. When you look that word up in the original, it says He's bold and He's loud. My God is bold. My God is loud. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. No. See, when the world wants you to shut up and put up, God says, I want to cause myself to become bold in you. I want to begin to raise your voice so you can look at your giants and say, you come against me with a sword and a spear, but I come against you in the name above all names. I come against you with the God that is above all, created all, and you are nothing but a little gnat in His presence. And today I take you off of your feet. I'll use my simple to take down your much. Bold, loud. Your God is bold. No, listen, you have to understand how much you mean to God. Is everybody doing okay? Do you realize how much you mean to God? He loved you so much, He sent His Son in this world to die for you. What makes you think when the enemy comes after you, God's just sitting back going, you better stop it. You better stop it. The Word says He puts a standard against him. No, y'all. No. In boldness and loudness, the Lord goes, no. When you come to Him and say, you are my God and God is, you're calling the Word into place. See, when your trouble starts to come, you can say, my God is my refuge, and you better get ready because I hear the roar of a lion who's on my side and not yours. I realize you may walk around seeking who you devour, but you ain't got no teeth and you ain't got no roar. But I got the Lion of Judah who walks with me, and He will devour and put under anything. It's why He's called the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It is why He's called the Prince of Peace. It's why He's called the Alpha and the Omega. It's why He's called the beginning and the end. It's because there is no one greater. God is. He's your strength. He's your might. He's your power. You know, the problem is today, when we get in the middle of trouble, we don't tie into the power source. Let the lights go out. Let a hurricane come through and you lose power. What do? You try to find a generator. Why is it as Christians when we start to get drained, instead of running to God, we run away from God? Why is it when we get depressed or we're getting attacked, we want to run from the house of God where the anointing is, and you want to hide in your house and say, I'll watch it on television? I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with watching television. I watch television. I watch T.D. Jakes. I watch all of them. But there's something about when we come together. There's something about when the Word says, do not forsake yourselves of coming together, because there is a corporate anointing. See, when all of y'all filled in tonight, you brought something. You missed it. You brought the presence of God in with you. It's why Pastor stood at the front door. I said, oh, look at the anointing coming in the door. Let me hold the door open for y'all to come in tonight. No, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. It's why I had to walk around and go, oh, we can have church. You're here. No, y'all need to realize, see, there's something on the inside of you that the Lord begins to go, look at there. I can release that gift. I can release that anointing. I can release. He's your strength. A very present. You might want to write this down. A very present. He's on top of. He secured it. He's in place. When you look at that thing right there, some of y'all need to realize, a lot of times we go, God, where are you? And the reason why he's not speaking is because he's handling it. God, why don't I hear you? Why don't I see you? It's because you got to realize he's moving. The only thing that stifles him from moving is when you take it out of his hands. Now y'all got to hear me. How many of y'all in here are realizing that there's areas of your life you begin to trust God, and about the time it's about to break, and let me just go ahead and say this, it will always get worse before it gets better. Because God's ways are not our ways. We're thinking, oh, well, God's got it. That's going to be it. I got peace. No, sometimes God's got to cause it to explode so that he can come in and go, I got to get this back to the foundation. See, there's times when relationships explode so that the Lord can come in and dig it down to the foundation and go, you can't build on this. I got to get you to build on him. And then he can come in and work and heal. It's why I love to pray for people before they go through a divorce. I hate divorce. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing up in here. You know what I got to say in this house? You know what I got to say in this house? I'm praying for families. Sometimes they can be salvaged, sometimes they can't, because if one spouse begins to abuse the other, that is not godly. Hello, somebody. We have to understand that the Word is the Word. He's a very present help. When you're laying in a hospital bed and you couldn't even get it to work, the Word was still working. No, y'all got to hear this. Y'all got to hear this. It wouldn't even work where she could watch the Word. But it doesn't matter. See, on your end, all God's doing is just causing it to happen so you can receive. You didn't know that it was being released. See, many of us in here, she didn't know that. You say, boy, you're really pinpointing her tonight. No, you don't understand. That's a miracle sitting there. We're taking it lightly, but it's a miracle sitting there. Because you can ask her, every time she goes in, it's a week and a half stay. He's a very present help in what? In what? I had to look this word up. You know why? It's because I had to begin to realize that the word trouble there was not just your distress, was not just your personal problem. The first thing that is written there, when you look that word up, it says against your adversary. So he's a very present, on top of it, in place, help. The word help there is beyond you. it's supernatural. In time of trouble against your adversary. I hope y'all catching this. See, because you got to realize that when you, all you have to do is declare God is. Y'all are missing this. When you declare God is, it releases the refuge, the strength, the help in trouble. How many of y'all just call out and go, God is? I bet you will after tonight, won't you? I bet you many of you go, you know what? God is. God is. God is. No, see, some of y'all, you be riding down a road and somebody about to hit you and you go, in the name of Jesus. You might even not have that long. You just go, Jesus. Anybody ever been to a place where something bad was about to happen? You went, Lord. He's a very present. All you did was, God is. Help, Jesus, Lord. And all of a sudden, what do you get? Refuge, strength, help. See, I got to get you to grab this before I can move on, because what you've got to understand is that as a church, we're missing it. We're missing it. Miracles, signs, and wonders. God is our healer. God is our deliverer. No, there is no demon in hell that can stop God. You can't tell me that a bottle of alcohol can't be put down. You can't tell me heroin can't be put down. You can't tell me. You can't tell me. Because nothing is bigger than my God. I've seen it to where it come out of the veins of an addict. Don't tell me. I've been there. I've watched it. They shot it in and it come right back out again. No, help me to understand that. It's because there was somebody who stood in the gap and said, but God is, God is, God is. All it took was the faith of somebody that just said, God is. God is bringing me out. God is bringing me up. God is bringing me through. No, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Y'all about to make me try to preach. How can I show you some ways he moves? Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Watch this. Therefore will not we fear. Can I just help you? When do we get to the place where we go, you know what? God is. I'm going to fear what, a bill? I'm going to fear eviction notice. I didn't say you're going to come at the last minute when you didn't do what you were supposed to do and God bail you out. No, y'all need to hear what I'm saying right now. I'm talking about when you've done all you can do and you stand. When you stand and you stand on the word and you just say God is, that's when God. No, y'all got to catch this. Watch this. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth be removed. Though the earth be removed. Everybody say physically. No. How many of you in here have your eyes on some things physically? No, I got to get you to catch this. I got to get you to catch this. Though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Are you catching this? We're talking about this realm right here. No. Look at somebody and say what you are in right now. What you facing right now? What you facing right now? What, you got to go before a judge? What, you got a bill that's due? What, you got problems? What, you got a spouse that's acting out? What? What are you in the middle of? No, listen, right here, if I don't fear and I declare that God is, no matter what's moving around me, no matter what is happening right now, you got to catch this. Verse 3, though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake, with the swelling thereof. No. Can you catch this? How many of you have ever been in a place where it was so loud, the problem was so loud that it tried to drown out the voice of God? No, has anybody ever been there? Sorry. Let me raise both my hands. I've been in the place where the enemy came in like a flood. And he tried to cause all of this stuff to get a hold of my head and in my mind and in my eyes and in my ears. all the way around. No, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. No, when you couldn't even pray, you couldn't even read your Bible, you couldn't even pick up the phone and call for somebody. All you found yourself was in a place where you could fall on your knees and go, oh God, it's all around me. What am I going to do? God is. You know what that word Selah right there means? It means pause and think about this for a second. See, all of us need to stop and pause right there and think about this for just a second. If you haven't been in that situation, I got some bad news for you. You will be. I'm giving you word to stand on. I'm giving you word to stand on. I'm giving you something to hold on. Can we keep going? Watch this. Verse 4. Watch. How do we go from the place? How do we go from the place in verse 2 and 3 where it's so loud and roaring and deafening and distracting to all of a sudden we're in this place? There is a river. And the streams wherefore shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Can I just help you right quick? I'll tell you what happened here. You went from being in the earthly realm. No, you see, here's something you got to learn. How many of y'all can learn this? You ready? How many of y'all can reach up and grab a hold of this? You ready? You ready? When life is so deafening, trouble so loud, I can reach through and grab a hold of what the heavens have. Do you realize you're a child of the Most? You're a child of the Most High God. You have the rite of passage to call on Him, and Him literally open the heavens. Is everybody still doing okay? Watch this. Verse 5. You said, Pastor, how can that be? Verse 5. God is in the midst of her. Where is God? Where two or three are gathered in name, He's in the... No. Y'all gotta help me. Sometimes when I'm even by myself, you know what I go? I'm not by myself. Jesus is with me. The Holy Spirit's with me. So you know what? Where is my Father at? Where is my Abba at? Where is my good Father? He is right here with me. He's in the midst. And she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. In other words, He's never late. He's going to be right on time. How many of y'all grabbing a hold of this word? How many of y'all grabbing a hold of it? You see it? Verse 6, the heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, and he uttered his voice, and the earth melted. Can I help you? Your situation only gets power when you give it to it. But when I reach up and call on God who is, and He speaks a word... No, y'all got to hear. Can I just help everybody? How many of you have been in a place where you asked everybody to help you? Be truthful. You've asked everybody to help you. And no matter what you asked for, no matter what people gave you, it didn't help you. Then you realized there's just some things that only God cancer. The doctor goes, I see it in the blood. The devil is a liar. Because you know what? In that body there's power. Power. Wonder-working power. In the blood of the Lamb. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world. See, cancer's got to leave. Diabetes has got, no, y'all ain't going to help. No, y'all just. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, and he uttered his voice and the earth melted. You realize one word from God can change your situation. Why are you looking to everybody else when all you got to do is just come to Him and say, I need a word? I need a word. I just need a word so I can stand on it. I just need a, no, y'all. We're right back to Sunday again. Lord, I just need a word to stand. The Lord of hosts is with us. You see it? No. Look at, I dare you to tap somebody next to you and go, if you didn't know, say it. He's with you. Maybe you forgot. Let me just remind you. I got to find somebody. I got to find somebody. In case you didn't know, just in case you forgot. No, if there's anything I could give you tonight, I'm here to remind you. Are you ready? The Lord of hosts. No, the Lord of hosts. Do you understand? There's hosts of angels in it. Nah, y'all ain't going to help me. The Word says that He will cause His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. No, you got a Lord in the heavens that when you're in the middle of trouble, He looks over at one host and He says, I dispatch you right now. He looks at another host and He says, I dispatch you now. He looks at another one and says, I dispatch you now. I loose you right now. No, you got to realize there is more of us than there is of them. You have concentrated on your trouble for so long that you've lost the vision in the spirit and realize that there's hosts of angels standing at attention in heaven, and they don't come with no little sling. They come with a sword, a flaming sword, and when they move, they cause things to. The Lord of hosts. My God, have mercy. Can I help you? Your trouble's getting smaller and smaller, isn't it? How many of you, listen right now, all I'm doing is giving you word, but you're realizing right now, oh my Lord, have mercy. That thing that used to be so big is starting to really shrink right now. That thing that used to have a hold of me and cause me to be depressed and lose my sleep at night and have nightmares and begin to have all this stuff happen in my life, cause my blood pressure to shoot up and cause my diabetes to get out of whack, all that stuff that used to be so big, oh yeah, used to be the bills in my house, but you know what? I begin to realize that there is a God who paves His streets in gold. I got a God who takes and puts fine jewelry up in heaven, and He looks at it and goes, that's nothing compared to my bride. That's nothing compared to what I want to give you. Oh, let me go ahead and nail another nail into your mansion. Let me just go ahead and prepare a place for you. And I just got to get you to go ahead and realize who you are. The Lord of hosts is with us. When are we going to get to the place, Stephanie? When we come in for praise and worship. See, what you don't understand is when you came in tonight, there was an open heaven over this place. The Lord knew I was going to preach this word. He gave it to me. Do you realize that as we begin to praise and worship tonight, He began to peel back the layers of the heavens and go, watch this, guys. The host in heaven. You know, if you come to church sometime with expectancy, you actually hear angels singing with us. No, y'all ain't. Listen, there'll be instruments that you don't even, they're not up here, but yet you'll hear them. You say, Pastor, that's crazy. Don't say it's crazy. But the problem is that you're not listening. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Can I just explain to you what that means? The God of Jacob. See, Jacob was given a promise. I'm going to change your name from being just you, the deceiver. I'm going to change you into being Israel. I want to change you from being in a place where it's just you in the middle of your mess, and I want to change you into a place and a person of destiny. Promise. Somebody that leaves a lineage for me. How many of y'all are ready for a change? Something changing in the. Can I just keep going? Can you handle it? Go to verse 8.
I don't preach so hard my Bible's turning by itself.
Come. Come. Oh, I'm sorry. The reason why you're not seeing God move is you're still sitting where you were. You're comfortable. You know what happens is after a while you get in a pity party and you like where you are. No, good preaching, Pastor. I pat myself on the back because you know what the truth is that today people would rather sulk in that than to come. Excuse me, but I realize that sulking and depression and pain and all that garbage is not the place I want to live in. I want to come and behold the works. Works, the works. No, everybody say manifest. See, I don't want to come to church and just preach a word. I don't want to come and just sing a couple songs. I want to see the works of the Lord manifest. I want to see cancer leave. I want to see people out of the hospital. I want to see them come in like they did 2 weeks ago and carry a cane out on the way out the door, put it in the car, and then came back and sat back down again. No, y'all ain't going to help me. I want to see tumors fall off. I've seen it. I want to see the blind to see. I want to see or hear the deaf begin to hear. No, y'all ain't going to help me. I want to watch as people go in with x-rays of this being there and it's not there like my wife did. Went in and had an x-ray and they said, you know what, we don't see that anymore. No, how many of y'all are ready to see? I want to come and behold the works of the Lord. Count it all joy when it comes after you. In the middle of trouble, my God is. No. See, Paul had it down pat. He said, you know what? I'm going through it, but in the middle of that, my God is. What desolations he made in the earth. In other words, he's going to take your circumstances and just whoosh. Anybody ever been in a place where that thing was so big the next minute it was gone? Y'all should have gave God a praise right there. I've been in a place where, man, people raking me over the coals and the next minute none of them can say a word because every tongue that rised against me. Y'all ain't saying nothing. He just, is he good, church? Is he good, church? Verse 9. He maketh wars to cease on the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, and he cutteth the spear in asunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Can I help you? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Is everybody doing okay? Everybody getting it? Is this making sense? Is this helping you? God is. God is. God is. Verse 10. So, be still. Now, let me help you. Be still doesn't mean I just sit back and do nothing. Be still means I rest in. Oh. See, here's the problem. People come to church and they hear somebody preach, be still. And you quit praying. You quit reading your word. You quit standing on the word. And the next thing you know, you're troubled. I'm back. Be still and know that I am God. No, be still means that I'm ready to do whatever he needs to do. And Lord, right now I release you. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. No, see, you got to catch this right here. Look, through all of this, all God's doing is going to cause it to turn around. Can I help everybody here? Your troubles, God means to turn around so he can get the glory. The problem you're going through right now, God just wants to take it and turn it around so you give him glory. How about it, Lachey? You just take that thing and turn it right around. And next thing you know, you sit back and go, I shouldn't be here right now. I shouldn't be happy right now. No, y'all ain't going to help me. I shouldn't be healthy right now. But
I am.
But I am. Can you handle just one more thing? Can you handle it? Are you realizing this? Look at somebody and say, God is. See, all I'm trying to do is wake you up, church. Can I just wake you up? See, in the last days it said we'll fall asleep. All I'm doing is taking the word and waking up the church. I'm just waking up the church. That's all I'm doing is allowing the Spirit of God just to just turn up the... Just we ain't cooking yet, so we got to add a little bit more. Come on, Holy Spirit, just keep on bringing the word. Just keep on bringing the Spirit. Keep on bringing it in praise and worship. Let's just give it just a little bit more gas, because Lord, I ain't cooking enough yet. Lord, I just thank you right now, Lord. You're just gonna keep right on turning me up. Go to Psalms 34. Psalms 34, verse 17. Are you there? Psalms 34, verse 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears. I'll read that again. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears. How many of you doing everything you can do to be right, live right, stay right, walk worthy, holy? Come on, let me just hear somebody. Is there anybody in here just saying, Lord, I'm walking right. I'm doing all that I can do. I'm giving you all I got. When you cry, the Lord hears. And he delivers them out of their troubles. I just got to do it. He just comes when you call. And he takes you by the hand. And he delivers you out of. There is a position shift. And you got a choice. Now, you got a choice. Do I go back and sit in? See, the problem is that people come to the altar and they laid things down at the altar and they give it to the Lord. And then they walk back to their seat and the devil goes, you know I'm a coming tomorrow and I'm going to knock on that door. And you know what? You really got to have that thing. So by the time pastor says amen and people are walking out the door, they walk back to the front and they pick it up and they slide it back in their pocket. And then they leave here and the devil torments them, tempts them. They fall in and then they go, God, it's your fault. When the righteous cry, the Lord hears and he delivers them. He takes them out of the position where they're tormented, hurt, broke, busted, disgusted, and he brings them out of all of, no, y'all missed that. All of, no, y'all got to hear me. God didn't want to just come in and bring you out of a couple things. He wants to bring you out of. See, the problem is do you really want all of it to be? You doing okay? We'll go back to that. You got anything back there you need? You don't need anything back there? Okay. Not a piece. Guys, y'all got to hear me. God doesn't just want to come in and deliver you for today. Lord, help me right now. Oh God, how do I get this across to us to realize he's not just the God of today. He's the God of tomorrow. He's the God of the next day and the next day and the next day. Listen, if he said he never changes, then you realize that every day he's already met everything that you'll face. It's why he can't go back. Because he's already put in place everything.
You better go to verse 18 because I preach here for an hour. You just go to 18 quickly.
The Lord is nigh unto them that are brokenhearted. He's not on the other side of the galaxy.
Didn't Isaiah say it? Didn't Jesus read it? I've come to mend the brokenhearted, to set the captives. Now, y'all do understand that a broken heart keeps you captive. You don't believe me? Find someone who's had an abortion. Find someone who's been abused. Yeah, Pastor just got real. The brokenhearted. And it seems like everywhere you turn, there's trouble. Can I just help you? The Lord said, enough is enough. I'm right here to the brokenhearted, and save such as be in contrite spirit. In other words, where you are has touched the heart of God. Can I just help everybody here? The Word says, Jesus said this, He said, I feel your infirmities. The Lord feels your infirmities. Think about that for a second. When I'm in trouble, it touches the heart of God. It's why He's bold. Just let one of your babies be bothered by another kid. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. Because some of y'all know you'll get completely out of character when someone messes with your babies. You will lose yourself. You will get beside yourself. You will grow horns and a forked tail really fast. See, Pastor don't mind telling the truth because I'm more afraid of God than I am of you. So you got to hear me right now. What makes you think for just a second, where did that come from? It came from the God that instilled that into a woman. You know, with man, He formed him. With woman, He took His time. It's why the enemy loves to play with a woman's emotions. It's why he loves to break a woman's heart, is because God spent more time working on you. And isn't it funny? Because He knows if He can break your heart, then the very offspring of you will be broken. Yes, they can. Go to verse 19 real fast. Is everybody still doing good? I got just a couple minutes. Is everybody doing okay? You want it or are you ready to go? You want it? You want it? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them or him out of them all. Did you get hit today? Somebody pick on you? Somebody say something wrong? I'm proud of you because I know you. What about yesterday? Anybody rude yesterday? What about tomorrow? Many are the afflictions. You can believe the enemy has something. How many of y'all realize every day that he's got something? But you have to realize that God is. No. Oh, y'all, no, you got to catch this. Don't concentrate on the afflictions of the righteous. Concentrate on the God that is. He can deliver you out of them all. Well, you know you got to stay here. You better go to the next verse. 20, quickly. Just two more verses. Can you handle it? He keeps all of his bones and not one of them is broken. No. No, you ain't got it. You didn't get it. The very hidden things that nobody else you have a problem with, that nobody knows you're dealing with, the things that nobody... See, you don't see the bones. No, you can't see the bones. The bones are wrapped. See, a lot of us are walking around with a lot of stuff on the inside, and you're broken, but the Lord says, I'll deliver you out of them all, and then I'm going to keep even the bones thereof. The things that hold you in place, the things that cause you to stand up, the things that cause you to be able to move and grow and go. No, God's going to keep you, saints of God. Y'all got to hear me. No, God's got you. God's got you. God's got you. God's got you. He's looking over every bone. Neck bone's connected to the knee bone's connected to the. You sang it in children's church. Don't even try me. If you didn't, I'll take you back to children's church. 21, quickly. I mean, if you can't laugh in church, then you can't laugh anywhere. If you can't shout in church, you can't shout anywhere. If you can't dance in church, you're in the wrong church. Evil shall slay the wicked. That'll preach by itself. My dad always said, you give somebody enough time, their true colors will come out. And they that hate the righteous shall become desolate. Can I just help you? Those of you that are being attacked, those of you that are being openly accused, whatever, just realize one thing. God is causing you to rise and causing them to have famine. You don't mess with God's kids. No, you better not mess. You know, everybody likes to take that scripture and distort it, going talking about touch not God's anointed. Just go ahead and twist it. I got pastors that go, touch not the anointed. And I look at them, I go, we're all anointed. Pardon me. I do agree. You don't attack ministers of the gospel. And listen to me. If they're doing wrong, their judgment is double of what you're going through. So you lay off the judgment and you let God do the work. All I'm going to tell you is that you better sit back and watch God move, because God ain't going to allow it but so long. Go to 22 and I'll be done. 22. The Lord redeems the what? I wish above all things. You know, I give you some scriptures over and over again, and they all tie together. Jesus said it this way. He said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. Can I just help you with that? I realize, first of all, that the Lord can redeem my soul. Can I just help you? I don't care how far you've been, how much you've sinned. That's for somebody to write down right there. It doesn't matter how far you've been or how much you've sinned. When you turn to the Lord, He said He would redeem you. If He can redeem a murderer and still call him a man after God's own heart, no, y'all ain't going to help me. If He can redeem another murderer, you have to understand, Paul was a murderer. He took Christians and murdered them, women and children. And if the Lord can cause him to write 3/4 of the New Testament, you need to understand there's a Lord, there's a God. God is the Redeemer of my soul. And none of them that trust in Him shall be. Can I just help you? The evil ones that rise against you, He causes them to be desolate. But the ones that belong to Him will never know it. Can I just prove that for a second? Start following God and watch what God does in your life. Miss God and walk away, and where do you find yourself? Anybody ever been close to the Lord and then missed God and found yourself back in the pit? I ain't saying nothing. Don't lie in church. I cast out a lying spirit in the name of Jesus. Y'all ain't going to help me right now. And listen, let me help some of you really religious folk up in here. I'll help some of you real religious folk up in here. You ready? You know if there was any time that you prayed more than you're praying right now, read your word more than you're reading right now, been closer to God and felt His Spirit more than you are right now, and you've backed off, you wonder why you're turning into a place of desolation. It's because you have walked away from Him and you need to turn around. We can play religion all we want to. Religion is not relationship. Relationship is what God's after. I want to live in a place where I'm blessed. I want to live in a place where everybody else goes, you shouldn't have that, so how did you get it? No. How many of y'all can lift your hand right now? Just lift your hand and say, I'm going to live in a place where the Lord puts me. No famine, no brokenness, because my God is. Reach up right now and just hold on to that and just say, God, you are. God, you are. God, you are bigger than my trouble. I trust you. And with your hand straight up right there, Father God, in the name of Jesus right now, I pray that this word falls upon good ground. I pray that right now, Lord Jesus, as it sinks in and as it goes home with them tonight, that, Lord, you will cause it to bear fruit. I speak to their spirit right now, and I command you in the name of Jesus to bear fruit, that this word will come alive in your life tonight. And, Lord, we realize that our God is. Our God is. He is everything. Lord, we surrender all these things to you tonight. We love you. We worship you. And we adore you. And we thank you for everything that, Lord, you promised us in Jesus' name. And all the church said, amen. Amen. How many of you got something out of that word tonight? Hallelujah. You want to go back to that seat or you want to shift seats? Bless you. You know, I want to say something to you real quick, church. We are in the middle of a shift. God is doing some shifting in the heavens. He's doing some shifting in us. Amen. And here's what I'm going to say to you. Now would be the time the enemy really wants to distract you. How many of you in here are tired? Be truthful. How many of you are tired? Can I just go ahead and tell you the number one attack of the enemy is to get the saints of God tired. Because when you're tired, you won't read your word, you won't pray, and you don't come to church. I don't know how many people that go, man, I'm just too tired to go to church. I just don't know. Listen, I've realized one thing. Every time that I tried to miss, I can't remember when I missed. Even when I'm on vacation, I don't miss. Y'all ain't going to help me. I plan my vacation to where I'm in church somewhere. And when I'm on a cruise ship, glory to God, I still have my church. Does everybody understand that God is? Everybody here realizing tonight that no matter how big or how hard it gets, all you got to do is just declare my God is. Okay? He is also a rewarder of those who diligently seek. Anybody here ready for some rewards from God? Amen. Amen. The ushers have in their hands tonight, they have a prayer card. That's the first thing that I want to say to everybody here. Those prayer cards are not going in our prayer box. They're going on my desk. And the Lord told me this. He said, this year you're changing it. You can ask my staff that. What they are is they sit on my desk, and every time I come in, I put my hands on them and I pray over them. And then on Thursday nights in our intercessory.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.